I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is, It Isn't All Fun and Games. That's right. Our text comes from 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We usually don't put this verse on coffee mugs. You don't hear it quoted in feel-good devotionals. It doesn't trend well, but it's scripture and it's honest. Paul doesn't say some believers. He doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say if things go really bad. He says everyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Not might, will. Which leads us to our first point. Following Christ was never marketed as easy. Somewhere along the way, Christianity got sold like a self-help program. Come to Jesus and your life will smooth out. Follow Christ and your problems will disappear. But Jesus never said that. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. If they hated me, they will hate you. Take up your cross. A cross isn't comfortable. A cross isn't convenient. A cross isn't fun and games. Paul is writing this to Timothy near the end of his life. He's in chains. He's been beaten, abandoned, misunderstood, and he looks at his spiritual son and says, in effect, don't be surprised when it gets hard. Point two, persecution isn't always violent. Sometimes it's subtle. When we hear persecution, we think prisons, whips, and martyrdom, and for many believers around the world, that's real, even today. But in our context, persecution often looks quieter, being mocked for biblical convictions, being labeled hateful for holding to truth, being pressured to compromise just a little, being excluded, sidelined, or silenced. You don't have to be burned at the stake to feel the heat. And here's the uncomfortable truth. If following Jesus never cost us anything, we might not be following him very closely. Point three, the end times reveal what we truly love. 2 Timothy 3 doesn't stop at verse 12. Paul describes the culture of the last days. Lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. When you live differently in a world that loves itself, you stand out. When you submit to Christ in a world that worships autonomy, you clash. When you speak truth and love in a world that wants affirmation without accountability, you become a problem. Light doesn't have to shout to offend darkness. It just has to shine. Leads us to point number four here. Suffering is not a sign of God's absence. This is crucial. Persecution is not proof that God has abandoned you. It is often evidence that you belong to him. Paul doesn't say avoid persecution. He says expect it. The goal of a Christian's life is not comfort, it's faithfulness. And God often does his deepest work in us, not when everything is easy, but when obedience costs us something. Point five, why keep going then? If it's hard, if it costs us, if it brings resistance, why continue? Because Jesus is worth it. Because truth matters. Because eternity is longer than any moment of suffering. Paul would later say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Not I had fun the whole time, but I stayed faithful. Wrapping it up here. Church, hear this clearly. If you want applause, follow the culture. If you want comfort, blend in. But if you want Christ, really want him, there will be moments when it hurts. And that doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It may mean you're doing it right. So don't quit. Don't compromise. Don't be surprised. Stand firm. Love boldly. Live godly. Because it isn't all fun and games following Christ in the end times, but it is worth everything. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.